You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
We are speaking for a full hour, a very special edition of Secure Freedom Radio, with Tristan Özbay. Dr. Özbay is a senior official in the Hungarian Ministry of Human Capacities, a super ministry, as it's known. His particular portfolio is that of aiding persecuted Christians. His rank is that of a deputy state secretary. A remarkable man. I had the privilege of meeting him a month or so ago, and I'm very keen to tell the next part of this story of the town of Telskov in Iraq and what the Hungarian government has been able to do to not only help rebuild a community of Christians that was essentially dispossessed of their town and much of it destroyed, but also to protect it against the folks who are now rampaging in that part of the country, the Kurdish areas of Iraq. Pick up the story, if you would, Tristan, with what happened just as you got the place rebuilt and Christians were resettling in their homes.
Yes, so just as families started to return to the rebuilt Telskov, our own project became endangered by the fact that it became right in the zone of the clash between the Kurdish Peshmerga and the Shia militias. It was the aftermath of the big Syrian-Iraqi civil war and war against the Islamic State terrorist organizations. But thanks for quick diplomatic response led by the United States, the clashes within the town has ceased, so we managed to save the project. And by the end, at this moment, out of the 1,300 families that has fled the Telskov when ISIS came in, more than 1,000 families returned to this small town.
And as I recall the story, and I think it was Stephen Rush who told it from his vantage point with the Chaldean Catholic Archdiocese of Erbil in Iraq, the Shiite militias backed by Iran, nominally in the service of Iraq, were poised to attack the town, which had some Peshmerga units in it, as I understand, and they moved out. But then they came back in, is that right? And it was a near-run thing that you might have had the whole thing undone again. Is that roughly what happened? And explain what went down.
Yeah, yes, this is what happened. Yes, so first, the town of Telskov was freed from ISIS. And then immediately, almost our aid program has started to rebuild the town and several hundreds of family homes that were destroyed. And our project proved to be successful. But then when we had 800 families returning to Telskov, the suddenly violence and exchange of fire has broken out between the Kurdish Peshmerga forces and the Shia militias. And even in the Telskov, during those that exchange of fires, we have once again we had innocent Christian children, two children injured. They just got caught up in the line of fire, which highly alarmed us. And it's not only about our aid program; it's about the general fate. The general fate of the Christians in Iraq, because as I mentioned earlier, there are approximately only 300,000 Christians who remained in Iraq out of the 1.5 million, but most of them are living as IDPs, internally displaced persons, yes, who are waiting to see if they have a chance to return to their homelands, and if they not, if they won't see future in their homeland. Proven, then they will just, join the migration flow, and eventually all the Christians will disappear. So this is where we stood at the moment when we got the alarming news from Telskov. We could see the whole process, the whole alarming process in one town when we had all the people returning, and we were highly worried about you know, them having to flee again and then never return, probably because they don't see the chance of a safe and free life.
Now, as I recall the story, the Peshmerga had largely pulled out of the areas where they were likely to run into conflict with these Shia militia, but they came into Telskov and were apparently prepared to fight, to exchange gunfire and perhaps bring about the destruction of the town that you'd helped rebuild with your aid from Hungary all over again. And they were prevailed upon to disengage, and the Shia militia as well, as a result of your diplomatic efforts and those of our government. Is that also, you know, a correct reconstruction of what happened?
Yes, it is. It was a very prompt diplomatic answer from the United States and also us. But of course, you know, the diplomatic capacities of the United States must have been decisive in this case. So somehow we, or the diplomatic bodies active, managed to convince the fighting forces to take the actions of battle out of the town, which is partly, I consider that a divine miracle. That
I do too, but in part it's also a tribute to the leadership that you in Hungary have exhibited. And the reason I wanted to drill down on this story is, as you know, Tristan, the government of the United States under President Trump has recently decided that it too will be making aid available directly to those Christian populations being persecuted, and not to go through the United Nations, for example, the expensive and cumbersome and also not terribly honest intermediaries that you spoke of a moment ago. I want to capture this thought, though, for our audience, because this is such a big problem, as you know so well, not just in towns in the Nineveh Plains of Iraq or even in the Middle East, but truly worldwide. And I think what you all have done to make plain and very explicit, notably in the creation of your own job, the priority assigned to trying to help these Christians is really a model for governments, including that of the United States. So I'd like you to talk a little bit more about how you see this practice that you've sort of introduced of direct aid to the people needing it, being guided by what it is that they need, and the importance of steering clear of these expensive and cumbersome intermediaries.
Okay, now the example of Telskov, of people returning to the town and now currently living again there, is proves that our model is successful. But you have to know that Hungary is a small country. We are the size of the state of Indiana. We are in Eastern Europe with less resources than the bigger Western European Union member states. So we are aware of the fact that we can only set a model, we can only set an example, but we are not going to manage to solve the whole crisis. You know, in Telskov, we have rebuilt a little bit less than 1,000 buildings, but only in the Nineveh region of Iraq, according to the aid of the church in Nineveh, there are 13,000 buildings that has to be rebuilt.
Well, hold this thought, because we're going to come back to what nations like ours, and for that matter, those of Europe and elsewhere in the civilized world, the free world, as I call it, can do. We'll talk about that and much more with Dr. Tristan Azbay, the Deputy Secretary of State for the Aid of Persecuted Christians in Hungary, right after this.